Well, what about the footage of this SUV driving through a crowd at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin? Police are addressing the media right now, and Harley Carnes has got the latest. G'day, Harley.
Good morning. We have 48 people who were treated for various injuries. 29 were taken immediately to the major hospital, which is just a few blocks away, literally from there. 5 people dead, as everyone knows. 16 children, ages 3 to 16, were injured, some of them very, very seriously, of course. There will be a vigil tonight. They do know the man who did it. He's a 39-year-old man named Daryl Brooks, evidently was fleeing a domestic incident of some sort. And not only that, this is a guy who's been in trouble with the police a number of times. I mean, he had been charged with resisting or obstructing an officer, with disorderly conduct, jumping bail, battery, fighting, in other words, reckless endangering. He was out on a cash bond, which was just posted a couple of days ago. So this is a guy. And not only that, investigators were questioning him about a crime involving a knife. So, you know, he had a rap sheet, not a big one. He wasn't a desperate criminal, but this is a guy who had run-ins with the police and evidently did not want to be stopped, and so found himself in the midst of the parade, evidently, and just was so stupid or callous that he just didn't stop.
So we got 5 people dead, 48 people injured, 16 kids injured, 2 children in a critical condition, and the suspect, they don't believe this is in any way terror-related, right, Harley?
Right. They've just said, again, no, this is not terrorism. They said he has a long criminal record, but it's a long criminal record of mostly pretty mild things. Obstructing and resisting, you get that if you fight back when they put the cuffs on you. Reckless endangering, disorderly conduct, these are all lightweight charges. So this isn't a desperado, but this is a really dumb guy. Mm. I mean, you come around the corner and you're in the middle of a parade, you don't keep driving. You know, but it's not terrorism. No, he wasn't setting out to do that. He was just, I guess, trying to get away. I mean, what did he think? I mean, he didn't think. Obviously, he didn't think at all.
Absolutely.
We'll learn more. We'll learn more about him.
Destructive and disastrous for all of those people there. Now, Harley, we had a competition a few years ago here in Sydney where the politician said, why don't we ask the people to name our next ferry that's going to be cruising on Sydney Harbour? So we voted for Ferry McFerryface. Now, you guys have learnt the hard way in Vermont. What do they want to name in Vermont?
Well, in Vermont, there are a lot of snowplows because they get a lot of snow. And so the kids, they have a tradition that's about only a couple of years old, but it's become a tradition. They call the Name a Plow Contest. And grade school kids come up with names for these snowplows. They also do this, by the way, in Colorado, in Minnesota, and in Michigan, and it's just a cute thing to do. So these are some of the names, thought you might like them, that the kids have come up with. One says, No Snow, that's easy. Jennifer Snowpez, Captain Snowpants, Yo Bro is one. Plowy McPlowface, that's not bad, it's not far from, not that different from yours. Snow Be Gone Kenobi, I like that one. Burrito, and one named Steve.
Oh, I'm going to give the award to Jennifer Snowpez. I think that's fantastic.
Harley, that is good, isn't it?
We'll see what they come up with, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.